As the mighty beloved Cyclopea speaks his heart to us all, we offer him our love and unconditional obedience for eternity. May it help to do that which his heart desires to do for the freedom of America and peace to the earth forever. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, we enter in to the use now of these greater powers of freedom, which will shortly produce for you many of the things you will require in the future and will bring about the fulfillment of many of your desires that have long awaited an opportunity to bless you. And I wish to explain something today because of the increasing use of it by the destructive forces, so you may be forewarned and prepared to guard yourselves more carefully than ever before. That which I wish to speak of again is the creation that is produced through the use of the sight, both inner and outer, the power in the mind to create pictures and see those pictures within and in the world without. This power is acting, beloved one, through all channels of life. And if it were controlled by mankind who understand this law, there could be no such thing as a destructive force keep its connection with you or your world. In every channel of life, there is constantly being catapulted against the mind and the feeling, the thought and the feeling of individuals, the constant pictures of destruction that are the accumulated power of the Antichrist of the world. This acts through so many channels that mankind do not understand that they are almost helpless before its onrush, unless they take their stand against it, and to be no part of destructive activities or allow the personal self to indulge in pictures or feelings of that which is wrong. Now, I will take, for example, what takes place through the so-called music of the outer world, which many people think is so good. Now, let me show you what takes place when someone, we speak of those who have composed certain types of music that has become so-called world famous. The composer, during the time that he's hearing the melody, is placing into that composition his own mental pictures and his own feeling. Now, when someone plays that composition and records it in a record, for instance, the performer places within it the pictures in his mind and the energy of his feeling. Now, when mankind use those records in the outer and they saturate the energy of the outer self and the atmosphere about it, with that type of music, whatever it might be, the pictures of two other life streams and the feeling of two other life streams comes in and is fastened to the energy of the person who is listening to that music. And then people wonder why they don't have perfection. They wallow in these things from an emotional standpoint and create those pictures of their own free will in the mind, and then can't understand why destructive things come into their experience, or limitation comes into their world, or into their bodies, or into their minds, or into their affairs. You have no concept, my dear ones, of the pictures produced by vibration, both through the radio and TV, television of the nation and the world. Those pictures are charged into the substance, in the atmosphere in which you move. These form a cocoon, as it were, of limitation and human creation around individuals, to which at any moment the destructive forces can attach themselves and produce any kind of a tragedy, produce any condition that interferes with the individual, and sometimes drives the individual to utter destruction. This is why the messenger has pled constantly for the last year for people to form the habit of creating pictures in the mind and pouring the feeling of love into those pictures that are constructive, and offer them to the presence and the ascended host, that we may bring from our octave the manifestations into your world that will purify and perfect the world. Now, we have been replacing human tragedy and destruction century after century with the purity and the perfection of our love, with the substance from our octave, with the flame of the sacred fire from our hearts, to enfold those who are trying to hold to the constructive way of life, in order to keep the mass accumulation of destructive pictures and destructive feeling away from the individual long enough that the individual may be taught this law and call its power into action to protect the outer self until it can go forward to its freedom. But this creation now of thought and feeling, and I'm speaking of pictures and feeling, which the Antichrist of the world has continued to force upon mankind almost to the point of saturation in the atmosphere of the world. This is whirling with a terrific pressure and imposing itself upon individuals everywhere, unless they repel it or consume it or replace it by that which is good. This is the thing that has been imposed for the last 50 years upon the younger generation, and that has produced the kind of a younger generation that you have in the outer world today. It's been consciously, deliberately, intentionally, viciously done. And if you are to avoid destructive experiences, you are going to have to discipline your attention, hold it in a steel-like grip, and force it to be filled with the perfection and the pictures of that perfection from either your presence or our octave, and force your feelings to be filled with our feeling of absolute purity and refusal of acceptance of that which is wrong. These pictures have been held before mankind through the entertainment of the world, through advertising, through the medical activities, through your newspapers, through every conceivable channel that can produce a physical picture. And then it has been imposed upon life through the so-called music of the world. It's been flooded into educational channels, and I'm sorry to say, it's been flooded into religious channels. This is nothing but the exploitation of the Antichrist. And unless those who are of the Christ will understand what's happening and hold themselves in a steel-like grip of that which is from our octave, how can they be protected? This is a very serious thing. It's constantly imposed upon mankind through business channels, through every government in the world. It has been blazing with its filth. The fire of destruction into anything and everything that is decent. That is why last night at the Royal Teton, we have established a continual increasing release of the unfed flame, as well as those other activities of the sacred fire, of the violet flame, and spiral blue flame, come in and around you all, to go into certain channels throughout the world to help expand the power of victory by the cosmic Christ authority from the great central sun into all that is right. So I wish you to understand fully what this means. I make every conscious effort you know how to make to keep yourselves from allowing a habit in the mind or the feeling of accepting a picture of destruction. It is because of these destructive pictures forced upon mankind that there has been the increase in fear and doubt. Fear of the destructive forces and doubt of the God power. Now, if you will assist us and form the habit of seeing the entire heavens ablaze with a sun of such dazzling white light that it comes to earth and enters into the earth itself, you will hold the picture of the descent of the cosmic light that as it passes through the atmosphere will more quickly consume the destructive pictures that have been charged so heavily into the very air that people breathe. This frightful concentration of destructive pictures imposed upon mankind would soon become such a focus of desecration and degradation that mankind would have no opportunity for purification and freedom if we did not come at intervals and release the fire element to consume that which has been deliberately, consciously, intentionally concentrated and projected against life by those who are wholly vicious. I'm speaking of their human creation, where people will not allow constructive impulses to come through and assist life. Then all the energy of the outer self becomes destructively qualified, and it is to hold that protection of the unfed flame about you that we have come and have increased this outpouring last night everywhere possible to allow that unfed flame to come into outer action to offset this other creation that is whirling to a bursting point. If I were you, I would not let down on the wall of steely white light and the wall of blue flame around your nation, around the Americas. And if you will definitely ask that that be charged with such blue lightning of cosmic annihilation to any destructive force sent against the Americas, then so will it be established unto you. Long ago, the messengers revealed what the ascended ones have done for centuries in answering the calls of mankind when they qualify something as sacred and divine. We told you long ago, when mankind accepted the Ganges River in India as sacred, then the cosmic law projected into that water certain activities of the fire element to force it to keep purified. 2 miles below where the people bathe and all that sort of thing, that water is chemically pure, and the scientific world has never found a reason for it, with so many thousands and thousands in that water every day. But those people qualified it as sacred to give them that blessing. And so there has been provided by life those activities of the sacred fire that made it sacred and kept it purified. And so can this wall of blue flame around the Americas be qualified as sacred protection around you and around all that is of the Christ. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? You were told last night that there were 9 retreats in North America. And in every retreat, there is a focus of the sacred fire. And so, if you will qualify and call and demand that every activity of the sacred fire that is necessary to protect America be now established in all outer action within the nation. As your call reaches a certain intensity, that sacred fire will come forth and control those conditions. And if you will always realize that the wall of steely white light, the wall of blue flame, the violet consuming flames that have been placed within the Americas are sacred fire. I'm there brought forth for invincible protection against everything that is of destruction. And so if you will remember this, and when you see within the mind or create and hold the picture of the fire element or the cosmic light, knowing it is the sacred fire from the great central sun and cosmic light substance from the ascended master's octave. Not all destructive forces on earth can take those manifestations out of existence. And so if I were you, I would qualify in no uncertain terms the wall of steely white light and the wall of blue flame around the three Americas with the great central suns, invincible cosmic Christ sacred fire of such instantaneous annihilation of all that is of the Antichrist. Now whatever touches that will be consumed if it be destructive. You can do the same thing around yourself. You call forth the tube of light, you've asked your violet consuming flame, but you're not quite aware that that is the sacred fire from the heights of creation bringing ascended master power to enfold you in protection that prevents destruction acting. And if you will guard the pictures in your mind and the pictures in your feeling, and you forbid anything but pictures of ascended master purity to ever live within your mind or your feelings, you will lose half of your struggle and your problems in less than 6 months. Beloved ones, it is the picture in the mind of something that is destructive that allows the destruction of the outer to fasten itself to the individual or the conditions and produce that destruction. And since we have been working to draw forth every power of the unfed flame into every large city in the world, into every nation on the earth, and to expand the power through every retreat of the activities of the sacred fire established in the retreats of the world, then if each of you will hold a picture of these various activities of the sacred fire intensifying and expanding around yourselves, around all under this radiation, around everything that is constructive, you will give the opening to the ascended host as well as to your presence to intensify the action of the sacred fire in physical conditions to prevent the destructive forces accomplishing their end. People have no concept of what they do when they hold destructive pictures and suggestions before the eyes of someone who is listening to them. The responsibility is terrific, and they bind themselves century after century to destruction because of that uncontrolled habit. The blessed Godfrey used to try to make it so real to you. The power of your vision, your attention, and your power of qualification, which is your feeling. Your attention, your sight, and your feeling. And unless they are controlled, and destructive thoughts and feelings forbidden existence, and unless the attention is forced away from destruction, there is no way to protect the individual. So long as the attention goes to something destructive, the individual ties himself to that destruction, or herself. And so from this hour, I trust you have been given such magnificent assistance in the release of these various activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light. You have had such a volume of assistance given to you through constructive pictures and through the love from the ascended host that we trust now you will make these activities an eternal part of your life stream, and we can fulfill those pictures and feelings with the perfection from our world that simply builds a world around you of the substance and sacred fire from our octave that takes you forward through anything and keeps you invincibly protected and makes you always successful. And no destructive thing can come in and touch you. So it is for your protection that we are concentrating upon this. We shall stress and continue to stress the importance of controlling the picture in the mind and in the feeling until the habit is changed within you and you will be no longer a part of that which chooses to desecrate life or substance or energy or anything God has placed in this world. So now from the Royal Teton, every night will be flowing special activities of the sacred fire. And if you will call for those activities, come in and around you individually, and then to your nation and the world, we trust within the next 9 days to increase rapidly and very powerfully certain activities of the sacred fire that will bless you all and hold protection for that which is of God. Those who have come to assist us to the outpouring at the Royal Teton will every night pour forth another way of the sacred fire that they are drawing into outer physical conditions for the protection of that which is of God. So I enfold you in the sacred fire of my heart's flame. I may the picture of it stand before you and the living presence of it enfold you until it is visible to the sight of all that lives. And then in your use of the power of sight, if you keep it filled with pictures of perfection, the inner and outer sight will begin to act, and from the all-seeing eye of God, nothing can be hidden. And you can have protection and illumination and explanation ahead of time of the conditions that you have to face and handle. And in that will come the illumination by which you handle all things victoriously. May you feel the victory of our sacred fire. I know the power of our love to protect you and help the nation that is the heart of the world to throw off that which is of destruction. Enfold your loved ones, those in your national defense, in the luminous or the blue flame presence of any one or all of the ascended host, and see the cross of blue flame stand between them and every destructive thing on the earth until that destruction is annihilated forever. And we will be there to see that that sacred fire comes forth to fulfill your cause. And I commend you to your victory. Thank you, precious ones. And if you will call the cosmic Christ fire to come forth everywhere in the outer world and hold control of all physical action and all feelings in the people and hold control of the pictures in the mind, you will give boundless assistance, and we will be able to act more freely in outer conditions that need to be annihilated. So with every power at our command, we stand ready to assist you. And may the sacred fire in cosmic action now come everywhere at your command and take the place of everything that has desecrated what God has placed in this world. And our sacred fire return to the perfection of life all that passes this way. My heart's flame enfolds you. May you see it about you with the blazing sacred fire of my love that wants you to be free. Thank you so much. Beloved mighty Cyclopea, thank you for your love and your blessing to us this day. May we give every possible obedience required and assist in every way possible in the outpouring from the royal Teton for America's freedom and peace and purity to the earth forever. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible power of the sacred fire of cosmic Christ, purity, victory, and protection. To all of this radiation, wherever we abide, it comes forth and becomes an eternal part of this world. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in such invincible victory and power of the sacred fire that comes under your direction, that it never allows a destructive picture or feeding to touch those under this radiation ever again. Thank you, beloved Daddy. May that love and kindness be amplified back to these beloved students, constantly and for eternity, until naught but its victory can blaze anywhere, ever again in this world. Unto the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Johns, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection to the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into his distress every power of the cosmic Christ sacred fire that this world requires, move into all physical action and physical conditions, the victory of eternity, and compel the purification that sets all free. And beloved Arcturus, as you expand that unfed flame in our hearts, make it visible to everything that lives, till all are compelled to see the fulfillment of this law. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and blessed mighty Cyclope and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charge forth the world-enfolding power of the sacred fire of cosmic Christ victory, and hold command until all that is of the shadows is consumed from the universe for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way without passing through the change called death. And may the sacred fire descend now and take possession of its own. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire necessary into all physical activities, until that which has been a desecration to God's universe is consumed from creation for eternity. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the fullness of our heart's love go forth and bless and bless and bless with the sacred fires, cosmic Christ victory, everything in creation.